You're listening to Coriander Society Adventures, a Casters and Castles production. This is episode 10, Attack of the Zorbots.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Coriander Society Adventures. I'm Tormented by Mel and Zelda, your Game Master, on this fine evening. And joining me once again are Beatdown Boulevard, Ninjaman Matt, and Pods of War. Hello, everybody.
Hello.
Hello.
If you are just joining us for the first time, this adventure is a 5th edition Dungeons & Dragons adventure set in an alternate world of alternate worlds. Currently, our heroes are in the city of Northport in another universe, a world that resembles our own Earth in the 1930s, but with a completely different geography and full of outrageous science, weird magic, and more than the normal expected amount of ninjas. In our last episode, our heroes made their way to Keller Industrial, an abandoned warehouse taken over by the Column, a nefarious organized crime group. They're on the trail of Gianni Pavlo, one of the lieutenants of the Column. They hope that by capturing and interrogating him, they can get some clues as to the identity of a mystery woman who may be involved with the nefarious angel killer murders that have plagued Northport for months. Our heroes are Gaston, an inventor and vigilante, John Carmichael, a private eye wizard from another universe, and Asena, a person who was raised by wolves in the jungle and is really good at punching people and also has magic powers. I think that about sums it up, right, everyone?
Legendary explanation, I must say. The best. Especially for Asena's.
All right. Excellent. Well, let's not wait around. Let's get right to the action.
I believe when we last left our heroes, we were burning down a factory.
We were.
Correct.
Was that fire your fault?
I mean, it wasn't my fault. I didn't set the fire. I just happened to explode something that then made things even worse.
Really? It wasn't the lightning?
Lightning? It's not the gunshot that kills you. It's the bleeding, right?
The gunshot also killed you, right?
Those deaths aren't COVID.
Shot.
I mean, causation doesn't relate to back off me, please.
I was gonna help you, and then I realized, no, you should just let it. You should just let this ride. You know, you should just let it ride.
Yeah.
All right, I think I have the music at a good level for the stream.
Nice
so,
music, yeah.
Allow me to point out the lay of the land. We have Asena and Gaston in this well-appointed bedroom in the middle of the Keller Industrial Warehouse. It is Gianni Pavlo's personal sleeping quarters, where he oversees the nefarious... I use the word nefarious a lot, but I'm not going to apologize, because sometimes it's just the right word for the job.
Exactly. Yeah.
Anyways, you had just raised... You managed to sneak almost all the way through by lying and disguising your way. You broke in to confront him. A scuffle has broken out. Asena is blasting him with two shotguns. You are trying to truth serum him. You weren't sure if you were going to extract him for interrogation elsewhere, because down here, John Carmichael blew up a lot of stuff with magic. He fired a lightning bolt, he fired a fireball. So the warehouse is on fire. He just spotted some ninjas, Naruto running along the rooftop.
Ha! Oh no!
And
oh no!
Two Zorbots!
And there's robots!
There's robots, and there's some sort of an inventor or evil scientist running amok deeper inside the area.
Yeah, he keeps trying to use some kind of weird ray on me.
Yes, and it keeps failing.
Thank goodness.
All right. It is now the ninja's turn. Actually, on their turn, they ran across, and John just barely noticed them. You know there's more than one. This one has not dropped down, despite what you see, has not dropped down.
It's just to let us know there's ninjas there.
There's ninjas. Yes, there are ninjas. They're running around they're flipping out all over the place.
Accurate.
All right. Now, it is time. Is this replaying the same song? I think it is. All right. I'm going to tweak our playlist for a sec here. Play a different track.
These ninjas didn't learn their lesson last time. This time I'll make sure they never forget it.
Oh, nope, that's trying to play all of them at once.
We beat them up badly. then they'll go away forever, right?
That's exactly how that works.
Yeah, that's how ninjas work. As long as you beat them up badly, they are too embarrassed to ever show their faces again.
Can confirm. All right, yeah, we ended. The cliffhanger was the ninjas. All right, gangsters.
I think, like, my trauma response just... It, like, purposely did not remember the ninjas, because I did not want to remember that there were ninjas.
Yeah, I think me too, because I literally completely forgot that ninjas were, like, how we left this off, too. So now it's just coming back, like... What?
If I don't see it, it can't see me. It's going to be okay.
If I... Hold on. Is this going to work?
Yeah, can we all just block the ninjas, please? Here. Yeah. Pods, grab something real quick.
Oh. I don't have...
All right, the ninjas are now attacking nobody in the party except for Asena. Wait, no. She's holding the covers. She's got the covers. The rule is you can't hit... They can't get you if you have your covers on.
Yeah. Exactly. Ninjas and monsters.
Blankets.
Mm-hmm. It's basic
those
math.
Those kids were onto something.
It's true.
All right, how many just gangsters do I have left? And is this door open or closed right now? That, the big door is open. These... Alright, so yeah, the gangsters were running around because Asena used her primal magic to bring the door to life and fuse it in the doorway. So a lot of the gangsters down below have been blown up by John's magic. This one in particular is just going to book it. You hear panicked footsteps running off into the streets of Northport. There's a hustle and a bustle around the corner as multiple goons get their guns loaded, aimed at the doorway, protecting themselves, ready for whatever horrors emerge through that door. Did I get all of them? Yes. All right, I'm going to clear all these dead gangsters, goons in the hallway. Because these two are going to come see what all the fuss is down here. Marvin,
no, Trebek. Let the people see my work. Don't get rid of the dead mobsters.
They're taking up a lot of space.
No worries.
All right. You hear footsteps in the hallway. But they're approaching carefully and cautiously with their guns drawn, moving towards the flickering flames that slowly consume the entire complex. Alright, let me know if the music is looping, by the way. I just loaded up a bunch of new playlists, and so I want to make sure that it doesn't get too loopy.
Gotcha.
It is Gianni's turn. Now, Gastone, I'm trying to see if your flare... I don't know if your flare lasts until the end. I'm going to say it lasts until the end of their turn. They're blinded. Because it's like a one-round blinding attack.
Ah, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So it's going to last until the end of this turn. All right.
Cool.
He is completely blinded. His eye... He's blinking away the spots. His hat has fallen off. He's still got his sword cane. You can see he has access to a Tommy gun as well. But it's not going to do him a whole lot of good if he can't see anybody. That said, he is going to try to find his way out of this room, desperately clawing around just to see what he can figure out. Yeah, he's going to succeed. Did you do anything to the door? I know the door is open right now. He is going to just stumble away. Gastone, do you have any melee attacks you could use to make an attack of opportunity?
Actually, no, because I'm debating using... I do, but it is going to be, like Matt said, it's just going to be one of these. Wait, can I pick up his gun and use it?
Only on your turn. You can't pick up objects on someone else's turn.
So I'm just going to kick Johnny in the kneecaps.
All right, roll an unarmed attack.
Specifically one kneecap.
Yeah. Johnny is going to roll. Actually, that doesn't even hit him, so never mind. He's not going to roll anything.
I was going to say...
Oh, but you get advantage because he's blinded at the moment. So roll again, take the better of the two.
You know what? I like where your head's at. Let me just go ahead and click that again.
Hey!
Nice. Oh, and he beefs his constitution check. You punch him, his head goes this way, and he falls over, dazed and unconscious.
Dude, knock that sucker out.
He sort of stumbles in front of Asena on his way out the door. Well, that's going to be it for our boy here. Unless he has any tricks up his sleeve, which he does not. John Carmichael, it is your turn. What do you do?
So, question. After my thing is updating properly, I still see dead gangsters here and a guy here, and it looks like, even though he's not in my field of vision, I thought you said guys were running away. Did we have monsters that were running away in this area, or no?
So, you can hear people fleeing the complex down here, to the south.
Down there. Oh, okay, not up here.
You hear movement
no monsters
in the hallway up here, people arriving from this direction. And there's a general hustle and bustle down this way, in a direction you cannot properly see.
Okay. So, I recall the guys closest to me, I had given them quite the either, you know, flee or die kind of situation. And it seemed like it was going pretty well, but they're still here. Does it seem like they're gonna hold fast and stick around, or if I let them go, will they just cheese it?
This guy right here is bloodied, so he's likely gonna take you up on that. And then the guy up above that, let me point them out here. This guy's bloodied, and the guy in the room above is pretty well bamboozled already.
Yeah, I know that he didn't. Asena take his shotgun? She was wielding shotguns?
Yes, it was this guy's shotgun that got stolen. That's right.
And I already did a pretty decent intimidate against that guy, saying, hey, you better get out of here. And then I threw a fireball and some lightning, so I don't know. I'm just making sure if I have to worry about these guys. Well, they got robot literally right in front of me.
From where you're standing, you're not sure. This guy, again, is getting fragged by your magic. The other guy you intimidated pretty well.
I think the bartender is our friend.
Oh, yeah. Kevin's probably fine.
Yeah, Kevin. I stole Kevin's shotgun.
Friendship.
That's right. You took the one from under the bar.
Oh, it was Kevin's shotgun. That's right.
Yeah. I didn't take this guy's.
Yeah.
I'm going to hold my gun at this guy and be like, hey, you might want to get the hell out of here, as I like just drove towards the robots that are just screaming, kill, kill, kill.
Destroy, and, destroy.
I'm going to back away just slowly from this guy, seeing if he wants to try and take a shot at me. Hopefully he doesn't. If not, I'm going to blow his ass up.
As you step into the hallway, these two goons who have their readied actions go, pew, pew. They unload their guns on you.
Make it so, number one.
All right. Get him, boys! And they are going to double tap. Their first one fires a single shot. 18.
That hits.
All right, you take 6 points of piercing damage. Minus wards and any reactions you have, etc., etc.
Yep.
Let me know when that's all settled, and I'll take my double tap.
Resolved.
All right, he fires his second shot. The gun jams. I'm going to put a gun jammed icon on this guy. We'll use this broken thing for the time being. But there's another goon behind him. You get +2 cover for, you know, firing through goons.
Yay.
So you get +2 to your armor class. Does an 8, does a 14 hit you?
No.
All right. And he takes the double tap. So 4 shots ring out in the corridor. One of them grazes you. The others all just pew, pew, pew. All right.
There's a scientist over this way. Okay, I need to let my allies know what's happening first, and then we can see if we can recover this scientist. I'm going to move up to the door here. And, mate, do I hear some guy, like, behind the corner over here, just, like, hiding away?
Yes,
I know
you do.
Last place that's solid. Okay, I'm going to, as I move towards the hall, I'm going to step out and say, look, guys, there's robots coming. If you don't get the hell out of here... Oh, also, there's a fire. Yeah, there's a robots and there's fire. And ninjas, I think I saw. You better get the hell out of here, or else you're probably going to die.
Guest on shoulders at the thought of ninjas. I just want that out there.
And I'm going to go ahead and use an intimidating presence. I take an action, and it's up to... Oh, no, any creature that I can see within 30 feet of me has to make a wisdom saving throw against a DC of 14, or they're frightened of me.
All right, so that would be... That guy's already unconscious, and then there's two goons in the corridor, so I'm about to roll a bunch of those that you just described.
Yes.
Okay. The two goons, and they have to make what... You said it was a wisdom saving throw?
Let me double check. I thought it was charisma. Sorry. It's a wisdom save. My charisma is the modifier.
All right. So the two goons in the hallway, they hear you talking about robots, and they are frightened on a failure?
Frightened on a failure. Yep.
All right. So the guy who missed you completely is frightened. The one with the jammed gun is not. And we've got...
I can't see this guy right here. Okay, cool. Yeah.
And then for him, to the side... 18. He's also not frightened.
Okay. Well, the guy that's scared of me, I say, get the hell out of here. The other two, I just say, look, I'm going to go this way. Follow if you want. I'm going to kill you if you do. And I keep on moving towards my allies. That was 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30. That's my movements. And that's as far as I can go right now.
All right. And use your action to do the intimidating thing.
Oh, I have 5. Nope, that's it. That's all I can do. Yep, that was my action, so I'm done. All
right. Marvin is still unconscious. Somebody knocked him the hell out, so he's just sitting here. Asena, it is your turn. What would you like to do?
Is he dead? Gaston, what are we going to do with this guy?
Oh, we gotta leave. I
could punch him. I could punch him if you want me to.
Yeah, but do you think we could take him with us, or do we probably have to let this guy go?
You want to kidnap him?
Yeah, I do.
If you're asking me if I can pick him up, yeah, duh.
Okay, pick him up.
Oh my god. Where are we going to take him? Have you really thought this through?
I'm working it out as we go along. Let's go.
Oh my gosh. Okay, I'm going to pick him up. I'm going to pick up this mob boss.
Okay.
And throw him over my shoulder.
While you're carrying him, you move at half speed. It doesn't take your action to pick him up. It's you get to interact with one object for free on your turn. You do the potato sack. Are you doing the potato sack? What are we talking here?
I'm thinking like over the shoulder, yeah.
Yeah, all right.
Like.
So again,
I don't know what the right term is for that.
There's the fireman carry or again, the sack of potatoes.
I think sack of potatoes fits here.
So oh, yeah. No,
you move at half speed. You move at half speed while you're carrying him. So you can go... If you dash, you can make it that far.
Yeah. That's where we're going.
All right. You drag Gianni Pavlo with you over your shoulder. Okay. Well done.
Oh, hey, John.
I think you're on mute.
What happens when...
I gain 1 XP.
Damn it!
Now he's just... He's also on freeze.
Yep, that would be me. Hey, Senna, looks like you've got Pavlo there. Awesome. Hey, I've got ninjas and robots this way, and also fire. We should head out the way we came.
Yeah. Okay. Just, I'm a little slow right now, but sounds good.
I'll try and cover your retreat.
It's kind of just going to be all my turn, right? I mean, oh, can't I do something to move more?
You can spend a key point to dash, a focus point for your class,
yep.
To dash, which would give you another 10 feet of movement.
I think I'm good.
All right.
Whoa, does this normally move at 40?
Yeah.
And you go half speed while you're carrying somebody. Yeah.
Wouldn't the dash be 20?
Yeah, you get a 20-foot dash.
Yeah, that's correct. Actually, you should have moved 20 more feet. No, yeah, you should have moved 20 more feet in the first place. My math is off.
What?
Because you get 20 feet per action. Mm-hmm.
And I have 2 actions?
You get 1 action, and then you use your focus point to dash as another action. And you always get to move. So total, you should have moved 60 feet this turn, which is much, much better. I'm a little off my game right now.
Yeah, that's on your way outside.
You were here originally, so... Remember, there are two goons right here. So you might want to move, like, here and then be aware of the goons. Also, this gangster is just going to get out of your way. Don't mind me. That's a viable option through the fire and the flames.
But there's also the northern area as well. But I know there's guys there, but, you know, there's fire this way, so pick your poison.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'll spend a focus point to move there.
All right. Johnny comes along with you. Let me know when you're good.
Well, this should be before the focus point, right? This is without a focus point.
Without a focus point, it would be, 40 feet.
Where the hell did I go? Are you standing on top of me?
Yes. Which is illegal. But if you just go right here, you're fine.
There we go.
All right. Do you want to spend the focus point? And if so, which direction are you going to run? Into the goon? You cannot move past the goons. They are blocking that area.
Right.
So either you don't spend
I think I don't spend the focus point and I'll just stay here.
Okay. I agree. We can make our move next round.
Yeah.
Oops. My bad. I got the Zorbot Mark III confused with the Mark I.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Did you?
These are Mark III, which, trust me, that's better.
Oh, cool.
For you.
Sorry. Yeah. No, I just... You know, Mark III, I was like, oh, no, it's stronger. Awesome. But no, we're cool.
That's literally the exact mistake that I made.
I don't like that I can't...
Deploying Mega Infrared Flux Emitter Sphere.
Flutter what? Prepare what?
Deploying Mega Infrared Flux Emitter Sphere.
Oh, that's not good.
Hey, these things to reply if you talk to them. That's great. Or there's an echo.
Is that English?
Yes.
I think so.
It was
all right, you hear a mechanical doorway open. Clank! And something falls out with a crackling splat.
Uh-oh.
And a ball of fire rolls down the corridor and sits right here.
Oh, no.
Hey. What is that? Anyone know?
That would be a ball of fire.
That looks awful is what it looks like.
I don't know anything.
Destroy. Destroy.
The Zorbot appears around the corner. Again, it looks as if somebody's taken a water heater and giving it telescoping arms and a bouncy wavelength mask. It has a large hatch on the front, and it seems to be glowing with radiant ambient heat.
Oh. Hey, mate, does this look like a spell? What does that look like?
It looks like a ball of fire that was just released from the robot.
And it's just sitting there.
It's just sitting there, but it just rolled. It rolled down the corridor towards you.
I was gonna say, is it like literally a rolling ball of fire, or is it contained in something? Or
it appears
or what?
To be contained in some sort of membrane or force field.
Okay.
You're not really sure.
I look down at the ball and look up at Asena. Don't touch that. We might want to go back to where we came.
Okay.
Don't touch.
I'm going to get this to play the way I want it to. All right, let's try that. All right. The civilians, most of them have evacuated the premises at this point. The people who are just workers and who are not armed combatants in some way. All right. Gaston, it's your turn.
Oh, thank God.
Everybody is fleeing. There's gangsters and Zorbots. What do you do?
I would also like to flee.
All right, feel free to flee.
right. So let me do a little bit of measuring, as they say. Mm-hmm. Where is it? Nope, that's not right. There we go. Over here. How much movement do I have? Oh, cool. So I can go here.
Mm-hmm. And that's your movement without taking an action.
You are correct. I can't quite get see everything that's going on.
Gaston, as now, soon as you
hey guys, enter, what are we doing?
As soon as you enter the hallway, like, go back, go back, go back. We've got robots and fire this way.
You were not aware of any exits in the opposite direction.
Was gonna say, we can't really go back. This is, no exit, if you will.
You might need to make one, because there's no exit this way either.
Alright,
oh, unless God, you man. Like balls of fire.
I'm glad you asked. I don't. So, you know what? I'm gonna work on something. I would like to... Actually, let me see what I have on me first, but I'm pretty sure I don't have anything that's, like, explosive. But I'll tell you what.
Do you have a giant drill in that watch of yours?
Yeah, sorry. It's in the works. Ah. But not quite there. Yeah. Okay. Oh, boy. What do I have here? I need these. Those are actually super crucial. Okay, can I use on-the-fly gadgets? And... Second, let me come up with emergency piece of equipment. On-the-fly gadgets cost a normal amount of gadget points.
MacGyver theme intensifies.
Oh, cool, I don't even have to... I just... Yeah, okay. It says I don't have to actually...
I want you to describe narratively how you're doing this.
Okay, I want you to know Gaston is frantically reaching into his belongings so that he can start crafting an explosive charge that he can lay up against the wall. And when I say frantically, I mean ball of fire robot approaching him frantically. And he heard there was ninjas, so it's just like, oh God, okay, all right, you can do this, you're doing fine.
Okay.
You're doing fine.
Thank you.
An intelligence check.
Okay, I got a lot of that. That's a save. No, it's not a save. Yes, it is.
Just a flat intelligence check from the left-hand side, so it's at +3.
I just click intelligence.
Yep. You're still working on it. This is the scene where everybody's fighting, and they're like, how's the explosive going? Hang on, just a moment more!
Hey, right. Yeah. You guys will be very proud of me today.
No pressure!
Oh, very cool.
Nice,
I have
nice.
A second drink for the first time in 6 episodes.
All right. Gaston is
3.
Oh, wow. Outdone.
I literally only have 1 today. I'm slacking.
And I don't know.
Pods, why did you steal Beatdown's drink?
Yeah. She stole my tea that I definitely had before the show started.
No pressure, Gaston. But there's a robot and fireballs. Well, not fireballs, but balls.
I'm going to explain what no pressure means to you later.
I don't know if you made a mistake, but it looks like I might be wrong, but I'm seeing on the turn order there, it looks like there's a ninja. And I feel like we told you explicitly no more ninjas.
I mean, I know that.
I see one there.
And you know that.
I mean,
chat went out of their way last episode to make sure that there would be ninjas.
Oh no.
How did they do that? Never mind.
Echo.
Mm-hmm. It's always Echo.
It was Echo.
Alright. This ninja. So there's a big hole in the roof because Matt set off a fireball over here. So there is a hole in the roof. This ninja appears to just be lying in wait. None of the column troops have noticed it. The ninja is waiting in the shadows with its weapon prepared. I believe they refer to this as lurking.
Ooh.
Yeah, they would.
All right. The ninjas are lurking. All right, the gangsters. They're dipping for the most part. This operation seems to be a wash. Get me out of here. You hear various forms of run the hell away going on. Around the corner, out of sight of the shot, the frustrated man gives up on the door and says, "Come on, boys, let's go this way." They head out of the restaurant where you locked them in and start running around to a different entrance to the complex.
Ooh.
This guy is in the corner, just sort of... You've got Marvin passed out in the chair. You've got John in the door with this ball of fire in front of him. Asena with Gianni Pavlo over her shoulder. And this gangster just up in the corner like, I don't want any trouble. They are effectively neutralized out of the fight. Gianni's turn. He is still unconscious. End of the round. The fire spreads through the complex. Parts of the building that were not on fire before are now on fire. You can hear the crackling spread. Okay, John, it's your turn.
I turn to Asena. Hey, can you do that magic door thing again?
On door? Baby?
I close the door. On this, please.
I imagine you see everything outside and you just go, "No, thank you. We don't want any."
No.
What are we going to do after this?
So here's the thing. Their factory is burning down. We have their boss. There was a really cool looking ray gun out there that this one scientist engineer guy had. I feel like we can address that later. Right now, we just need to get this guy, and we need to get out of here. So I'm going to go help Gaston make an explosive drill or whatever it is he's doing. I need you to magic this door up, and then we can get out of here.
All right.
And so I'm going to move over this way. And if it's okay with you, Joe, I'd like to give Gaston assistance by providing whatever insight I can to whatever he's doing. I'm kind of walking over there. Okay, so I see we got this, that, and the other, and we're kind of scrambling through all the stuff that he has laid on the floor. What if you tried, this one, I've seen this before, this can go here, and just trying to do whatever I can to give him some insight.
Matt,
on this.
I imagine that you open up your briefcase and you're sorting through and you're
there
like,
you go.
Anti-dandruff shampoo, is there something in here? Okay, hold on, what else do I have?
Yeah, perfect.
All right, so you're going to assist Gaston on his next attempt, and every round that you try to concoct this thing, the difficulty is going to go down by one, so the longer you work on it, the more likely it is to succeed. And on your next check, you'll have advantage. Marvin continues to be unconscious.
I want to stand here. I want to be out of Asena's way if she wants to run this way.
Asena, it is your turn. There's a glowing ball of fire on the other side of that door that John just shut.
Okay, I'm gonna, like, try to do the door thing again, but I'm still holding this guy, so there's, like, one arm where he's on my shoulder, and then I'll just, like, sort of lean onto the wood, or the door this way.
You get your hand on it, and again, you can feel the ancient forest where you grew up, the nutrients in the soil and the jungle rains pouring down. Life returns to the dead wood, and it bursts through the layer of lacquer and all the processing it underwent in the factories, and it springs to life for a moment, swells to fill up the entire passageway. Remove one focus point. And I'm going to call that your action, so you can still move if you'd like.
So I think I'll move right here. I just want to be away from the door in case something happens to it.
All right, that's fair.
But don't really want to get into all the inventor madness's way.
How dare you? This is science.
I don't know
madness.
If you're talking about them or all this crap out here.
Right? Both.
Yes.
All of the above. Hey, guys. You okay if I put this guy down? I mean...
Do not let go of him.
I'm just gonna drop him on the floor.
Do not let go of him. He is too tricky.
Question.
I'll never get another chance to make this again.
I would like to have John make a quick intelligence check to see if he'd know what I know real quick. Wabam.
Yes, he does.
Natural 20. John is gonna point out, hey, And he kind of like does some little calculations in his head. From what I'm thinking here, based off the layout, and he starts describing the few last rooms they've been in, this area over here, this room you guys just came out of, Asana, that I think on the other side is that sidebar that you were in when you locked those guys in. If we put the bomb there, we should be able to get the crap out of here. So, Senna, could you possibly put Falcone back in that room or something? Wait, how big of a boom is this going to have? And I look over at Gaston.
Big enough.
Okay, maybe keep him out in the hallway first.
That's probably a good idea.
Just in case something bad comes through that door, Senna, why don't you set him down right next to us over here, and you just keep an eye and make sure that things don't go to hell over there.
You really don't want me to let go of him.
No, I really don't. We'll regret
that. Maybe we can meet in the middle. We can meet in the middle.
What if I put him in this little corner?
Yeah, there you go.
You'll have to move after you get there in order to avoid standing in John's spot, but that is a viable option.
Stand on Johnny's legs so he can't move.
There you go. Sit on him.
Yeah, yes, yes. Good.
I'm going to sit on him.
Okay. He is sat upon and immobile. All right. What? More angry scientific yelling occurs elsewhere in the complex out of your shot.
Scientific yelling.
Yes, mate. Angry scientific yelling.
Remove obstruction! Remove obstruction! Remove obstruction!
There's a splattering, crackling thud against the door as a ball of fire thwacks into it. And in the same voice,
destroy, destroy.
And the door explodes. As the robot just punches right through it with the help of its fire, and it's far more powerful than flimsy meat arms.
Okay. Interesting.
I look over at Gaston. Preferably now, please.
Yeah. Would you like now? I was thinking 10 minutes from now.
Destroy.
Robot passes down the hallway, extending its telescoping arms towards you. And because those arms telescope, it doesn't even have to get all the way up to you. It's just going to go here, and its arms stretch towards you with... Meanwhile, behind it...
Approach intruder.
Destroy. The other Zorbot moves into position... with its action, and then with its other action...
Other action, cool.
Deploy Mega Infrared Flux Emitter Sphere.
And its compartment opens up, and a gooey ball of fire rolls out with a wet thud.
Ew.
That will be it for the Zorbots.
Aw, cool.
Cool. Solid, cool.
Yeah, cool. We're doing good. I mean, hey, we haven't gotten hurt. Yeah, we'll see. We will see.
All right.
Success so far.
Gaston, it's your turn. Two Zorbots are coming down the corridor towards you. What do you do?
I would like to roll to complete my explosive charge, please and thank you, Mr. DM.
Roll this with advantage.
Yep. Oh.
Okay, you have whipped up an explosive charge.
Let's go. Okay, will it take like... Will it take an action to use, or what are we thinking here?
Yes, it will take an action to use.
Can I use a bonus action to gently place an EMP grenade on our way into the next room?
Yes, I will allow that.
Say less. All right, I recommend that Asana and John do this as well. I'm going to sprint into the room I was just in, and I'm going to place the charge. Oh, you know what? Where was I? I was right here, right? Okay, let me do some quick maths. I would like to... 25, okay. Yeah, okay. Sprint into the room. I would like to... Oh, I'm also going to... Actually, before I do, I would like to place... Or gently place said EMP grenade right around here.
Okay. I don't have the original icon. I don't remember where that went. So I'm just going to use something far more, you know, subtle and appropriate.
It was a weird bug. Oh, gosh.
Where did you want to place that?
Right about there is good.
Okay. It is placed. And you have movement. You were here, so you've used 5 feet of your... You were right here, so you've used 5 feet.
Yeah. Yeah. It would take me about 25 to get up to this wall, I believe.
And you have 30.
I think it's your full 30.
Okay. So yeah, I would like to place the charge.
Okay. I'm going to place another bomb. We're just all going to know what it is. Oh, no, you used your action to make it, your bonus action to deploy the EMP grenade, and your movement. So on your next turn, you can set it.
Oh, I can't actually set it.
But I'll let you set it off in the same turn. Like, you can set it and then dive for cover if you want. It's not a huge explosive. Okay. It's just enough to blow up, like, you know, a 10-foot square.
The wall. Yeah. Okay. That works for me.
Okay. That is it for you.
Wait, why does this look like a door?
There is a door.
Wait, this is a door?
No, this is a dresser. There's a door right here.
Oh. Is there?
Yes.
Oh.
There's a door right... You guys said there wasn't an exit.
No, there's a door right here.
As far as I knew.
There's a door right here.
Oh, there. Oh, okay. Never
mind. Okay.
There is no door here. I would have pointed that out. I promise.
Oh, okay.
It's just funny because I was thinking back to when you said as far as you know, and I'm like, wait a second. But no, we're cool. I'm good.
Okay.
I have ended my turn. Also, those where did I write this down? Those EMP nades are absolutely not remote detonated. They are on a timer. Just want that out there.
Noted. What did you set it for?
10 seconds.
Okay.
What?
One round or two rounds?
One round.
Okay. Everybody, at the start of Gaston's next turn, that EMP grenade is going to go off.
Nice.
It doesn't hurt people, so you guys are fine. Actually, John, I don't really know what you are, so for all I know, this might hurt you.
That's fair.
It's funny because you don't know, and I'm not telling.
It's fine. You have the information.
It's man and his secrets.
All right.
True.
On the rooftops, speaking of secrets, secret ninja things are happening.
God.
That's very big. Secret ninja things. They could just be having a tea party.
Exactly. A secret ninja tea party.
We know they're not. Oh, God. Now I'm just picturing that.
Don't worry about me doing secret stuff with ninjas. I get all of them. I
take it's care scarier of them. That you're seeing it.
Secret ninja dance party.
All right.
Wait, why do you know that dance? Are you a ninja? Is this something I should know?
All right.
Plot
thickens. All right, I have gangsters moving around. You can hear them running down the corridors. They are not going to charge through, though, because there's a giant ball of fire in their way. Those Zorbots are no joke.
Yeah.
These guys are still readying actions. This guy's fleeing the scene of the crime. These guys are going to hustle out the door. This guy's going to hustle out the door. This guy's going to hustle out the door. Which is good for you because it means that they won't be, like, right up in your grill when you come out that door. You moved. He's gonna move. This guy's terrified. He's gonna run out screaming because he saw the face of the dragon. He's out of here. This guy's gonna step away from the ball of fire, swear, and repair his gun. This guy's just gonna keep standing here in the corner as the robots go marching by and there's a ball of fire and everyone's running away in that direction. He's just sitting in this corner. looking increasingly traumatized. And that will be it for the gangsters. Gianni Pavlo appears to be unconscious. The next act of door magic has inspiration. All right. John Carmichael, it is your turn. That EMP grenade is about to go off.
Yep. All righty. So at this point, John looks over to Sana. You might want to pick him back up. It looks like we're leaving. I am going to step. I'm kind of already in the hallway. Mate, can you start working on creating me a 10-foot cube, please?
All right. Do you need any particular style?
It's a 5-foot. Well, technically it's a 5-foot radius, but it's a space.
A 5-foot radius.
Yeah. Watery, if you can, please.
Don't know if I have one of those. Let me see.
Taking a look at my options, John steps into the hallway and begins tracing a pattern in the air. A combination of geometric shapes and almost kind of like, it almost looks like he's tutting. He's doing like circuit board like axes, as well as a couple of little flourishes as he traces patterns that glow blue in the air. At the end, he releases a word in some kind of weird language, and he drops a watery sphere on top of the enemies. Yep, right about there. And they need to make a saving throw, specifically a strength saving throw.
All right.
That's going to be 19 is the DC to save against this. Of course.
Well, one of them succeeded.
Of course.
And the other one completely beefed it.
Glorious.
What happens on a failure? What happens on a success?
On a failure, they are stuck there. They are restrained by the sphere. They can make a save at the end of each of their turns. If they save, they get ejected from the sphere.
All right. That one gets ejected in that direction.
And it's the nearest base, so that's perfect. And yeah, this is concentration to hold on to this. It can hold as many as 4 medium creatures, 1 large creature. And this thing is floating up in the air. How tall is this hallway?
Less than 10 feet. So it's like...
taking up the whole hallway. Yep. And then as an action, if I'd like to, I can move it. If I move it, anybody that is restrained by it moves along with it. If someone touches the sphere as it moves, they have to make a save.
All right, so it's a snowball. It rolls around and collects people and robots.
It's a watery snowball. Yeah, I saw the fire, and I figured this would be a good counter because I didn't want to try fire against these guys. Okay, so I drop the sphere, look over to Senna, and say, I think we're leaving now, and I'm going to make my way on over to Johnny Pavlo's room.
All right, move right along.
I'm going to hide under this bed right here.
A valid strategy. All right.
And currently prone.
Next up, it is Marvin. Marvin is still chilling. Asena, it is your turn. You have the potato sack that is Gianni Pavlo. What would you like to do?
Sat on him enough, so I'll get off of him, pick him up, and just trust that we're going over to this room here.
You know where I come from, it's called teabagging. You're doing great.
Dominance over your enemies.
What does it mean? Dominance over your enemies, that's right.
Tea. Oh, like your death tea.
Yeah, whatever that one. It's like T-posing, you know? That's a thing, I think.
Not here.
All right.
I have teabagged you, Gianni.
That's a thing we never thought we'd hear.
Yeah.
I'm glad we did.
But Gaston is here for it.
I'm here for it. Oh, absolutely.
Dip, dip, potato chip. All right. The fire is spreading. Find them.
Who's that?
Who is that?
It's that weird ray gun scientist I was talking about.
The fire is, in fact, spreading in multiple directions, getting dangerously close to all that unrefined alcohol.
Oh, wait a second.
That spilled on the floor.
Yep.
Looking over at Gaston's contraption and that stick of dynamite that I pulled out of my briefcase, I look at the side and go, you might want to go to that bed. Like, I poke my head out. This is going to be a pretty big boom.
All right,
what about this guy over here?
Screw him.
Well, yeah, what about him?
The Zorbot. So they can make a save at the end of their turn, you said, Matt?
The end of their turn, correct.
All right, and if they enter the sphere, they have to make a save, right?
Correct.
Destroy, destroy.
The Zorbot that escaped the sphere attempts to move through the sphere.
Yeah, he does. That's why I picked this thing.
Destroy.
It steps directly in and just starts swirling around like it's in the sink. The other Zorbot at the end of its turn is going to make a new saving throw to attempt to escape. Does an 18 save?
Not save.
Ooh, is the DC a 19?
19, yep.
Wild.
Yep.
All right. They're both just floating around. Gaston, it's your turn. The anti-robot grenade, the electric grenade, goes off. Roll 5d8, unless I gave you different stats for this.
Nope, you gave me 5d8, so I'm going to hit him with the slash R. 5d8.
Suspended in water doesn't change anything, right?
They're going to have disadvantage on their saving throw. All right, so they're both going to roll saving throws. Oh, disadvantage, right. So the first one fails, and the second one also fails. They take double damage from lightning attacks. And after taking lightning damage, they have to make a constitution saving throw.
Oh, nice.
Here they go. Neither of them are stunned, but they have to make a save or be stunned every time they take lightning damage, to which they are vulnerable.
See, I was gonna lightning bolt, but I was like, this is safer, I think.
Error, whoa!
Alright, that was a bonus attack. No, that just went off on its own. So, Gaston, what are you going to do now?
I plant the charge, and I step over here.
Mm-hmm. Alright.
No, wait. Yeah. I've pressed
behind
the
chair.
Yeah, behind the chair. It's good enough. I pressed the button.
Boom.
So, yeah.
Oh, and they would have left this door wide open.
Yeah.
That was action and a little bit of movement. Like 5 feet of movement. So you still have another 5 feet. Now, every square that has furniture in it counts double.
Okay.
So it's going to be one.
Technically, I've used 10.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, because I... Yeah, okay. So I've used 10. I need another 10. Which means I have 10 left.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to move right here. Yeah, so we should go this way. Don't forget, Johnny. And why don't you do that magic stuff on the door you just did? I don't know what that's about, but I'm right now I'm here for it.
Oh, did you magic the door again?
No, I would like them to magic space. Yeah. You don't use a table or something? I don't know how this works.
Stand by.
Turn, by the way.
Secret ninja things are happening.
Oh, the door's right there. Let me out.
Okay, secret ninja things are over. Gangster stuff is now happening. You can hear people fleeing as the fire roars higher and higher. They know, again, they're bootlegging alcohol in here. That stuff explodes. The really high-proof stuff? This is a bad place to be. You can hear people fleeing through the hallways. This guy's still unable to flee because, actually, the robots are going to roll concentration checks to maintain their focus on... Alright, yeah, that mega infrared projector flux sphere is gone. So this guy who got scared earlier is going to flee the scene of the crime, literally. Everybody's just bailing right now. This is a disaster. Although, yeah. One sec. Gaston, please roll a perception check.
Oh, God. My wisdom always minus
one. Natural 20.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
That is deeply unfortunate. That is very unlucky.
Oh, wait. No, go back. I don't want to see it.
For me.
Oh.
Mostly. All right. Okay. So you can hear guns being loaded and prepared in the streets outside. But also, shingles, just a little bit of dust, falls from the ceiling as you become aware that the doorway is being watched by four ninjas.
No!
Guys,
we have ninjas. We have ninjas! They're blocking the doorway. I don't know what to do. I mean, I'm going to try and shoot them, if I'm being honest.
The fire continues to spread, and a massive explosion erupts from behind you as the first barrels of alcohol blow up. I'm going to give these Zorbots advantage on their saving throw against the explosion because they are literally surrounded in water. Two 16s. The Zorbot only takes half of 2d6 points of fire damage from an exploding barrel of alcohol. And as the building starts to explode, I'm adding more fire.
Please do.
And you know what? I need to blow up a little bit of the building over here. You blew a hole in the building. There's holes in the building blowing up behind you. There's just explosions everywhere. The temperature is rising. You can feel yourself sweating. It's bad times all around, really.
Bad times for them. We're leaving. We are.
You know what? I'm gonna elevate the musical stress level to 3 because there's ninjas now.
There's ninjas for now, you mean.
Mm-hmm. Okay, John, it is your turn. You went prone to take cover from the explosion, so you have to use half your movement to stand up. The ninjas have 2 points of inspiration.
Wait, I thought we were countering the ninjas. They should have... What? Oh.
Echofoot gave them inspiration. Ray Splat countered the ninjas. Walking Armory boosted the ninjas. So whoever makes the next anti-ninja roll gets inspiration on their check. And the ninjas have 2 stacks of inspiration.
I see. Okay. Wait, every ninja gets inspiration?
I have 2 stacks of inspiration I can use for ninja-related activities.
Okay, cool.
I now have 3 stacks of inspiration I can use for ninja-related activities.
Oh my.
Okay. Carmichael, what do you do?
Yep. Okay.
Oh, well, that wasn't for the ninjas. All right, it's evenly... There's 2 anti-ninja and 2 pro-ninja, I believe.
Good. Thank you. Oh, yes. Woo. Where's that? Is there a good thank you in here? Oh, high five. There you go. Boom. High fives all around. Okay, you know what? You want these ninjas to be an impactful part of the game? Fine. They can be an impactful part of the game, but they can be that on fire.
What do you do?
John uses half his movement to stand up, getting out of being prone. John looks at the wall going, I thought that was going to be a much bigger boom. Steps out. Oh, hello there, ninjas. And let's see here. Mate, can you give me a fireball?
Yeah, I'm already working on it.
Thank you.
I knew that was coming.
Oh, yeah.
Please stand by as we prepare your fireball.
Please give me the biggest fireball you've ever made. Now, I want to stop you there. I think you heard, give me a big fireball, and I want literally the biggest fireball you have ever concocted in your life.
Have a fireball.
Cool. John traces his fingers in the air, this time creating red energy as he creates a really fancy looking circuit board that he punctuates with some weird Latin sounding stuff. And by the end of it, he releases a small little bead of fire amped up to a higher level spell. And he is going to drop it right in the middle of the street to where it does not burn the flesh off Gaston's body as it engulfs not only the ninjas, but whatever poor sap might be standing guard outside.
All right.
And they need to make a DC 19 save against 10d6 fire damage.
And two of them are going to get advantage on this roll.
Correct.
All right. It's ninja time. So the first
ninja... I rolled
ninja...
two ones, but I rolled three sixes, so good luck with that.
Yeah, that's pretty good numbers. All right, the first ninja rolls with advantage. A dexterity saving throw. Success! The second ninja rolls a save. Also success. The third ninja... Do not fuck with ninjas. All right, so two of the ninjas, actually all of them succeeded on their saving throws. Now,
no, the 17 didn't succeed.
Oh my god!
Now that it'd be 18. That's okay. A 19. You got to.
Sorry,
my friend.
I forgot. My bad. Yeah. Okay. So two of them
no
just
one fucks with the Carmichael.
Two of them outright explode, and the other two take 17 points of damage each. As the roof explodes, you just blow 19. A hole in the side of the building. 19? Yeah, 19. You're right. Wow. All right.
The math is whack today, friend.
It's a little whack. It might be the whiskey drink. Now, what you haven't asked me is what about the goon outside the wall who you didn't actually see in the area of effect?
I did not.
Yeah. And what he rolls doesn't matter because he doesn't have the hit points to survive, so he just dies instantaneously.
That's when he gets standing there.
Vaporize.
All right. The fireball goes off. The surviving ninjas are bloodied, and I've used all of the ninjas' advantage.
And I'm going to come up here and stand next to Gaston, and I'd move further, but I was under a bed, so I can't get any further this round.
All right. Marvin is still unconscious. The civilians will... It's time for them to leave on their turn. Asena, it's your turn. You are carrying around a sack of potatoes, a.k.a. Gianni Pavlo. What do you do?
I'm going to join the crew up over here.
You can move 40 feet, but it'll take all you got. You can move 20 feet. You can move to, like, here. And you're a pugilist, so you're acrobatic enough to sort of hop over everything if you'd like. So you can move 20 feet and still have an action.
Also, mate, this chair should be on fire, I think.
The chair is on fire.
Yeah. Fuck that chair in particular.
And you know what? Let me blow a hole in the building while we're at it.
Thanks, man. That was a lot of damage. I'd appreciate it.
I mean... Okay. I'm gonna...
Look, guys! I made a bigger exit!
Can I shoot a ninja from here?
Yes, the ninjas fall to the ground as the building explodes and they land in a superhero position with their blades held behind their backs.
I'm afraid of them.
Me too.
Okay. I'm gonna pull out my shotgun. Well, yeah, I guess I put it away. And try to take a shot on one of these from where I'm at.
Okay. I was reading the shotgun rules. I'm gonna say... Yeah, you roll one attack, and if it hits, both barrels land. I might have to reread on that, but for now, we're just going to do that. Roll a... This is an anti-ninja roll, which means you get advantage, because you get one of those points of inspiration the chat gave you. So roll a shotgun attack with advantage.
Okay.
Kablamo! The ninja takes 19 points of damage.
Woohoo!
It goes flying into the street, dead.
So, mate, the reason that it is, there's two different shotguns. There's a birdshot shotgun and a double barrel shotgun. The birdshot, you make multiple attacks, and it does one damage value. The double barrel just shoots it all at once, and you have to literally take one round to shoot, one round to reload. One round to
shoot.
Got it. One round to reload.
All right. And I have a point of disadvantage. I can use DM's choice. Thank you. We take those.
Woo!
So you move and you fire.
No, we don't woo those ones. We don't woo them.
Wait, what? I thought
chat gave me disadvantage I can use on somebody.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't think that's how that works.
I think it is.
According to the message, I think it does.
Alright. Next up, Asena, you can use a point of focus to do dash as a bonus action if you want.
You high-fived it, Matt.
See, here's the thing. I thought he was just, you know, yeah, no, I didn't.
I know. It's kind of funny.
High five rescinded.
Alan, should I be trying to get out of this building as ASAP?
I would like to. Can I? When's my turn? We're almost there. Why did I roll a 9?
Worried.
Hey, there we go. High fives all around.
High five rescinded.
I'll drink to that.
I'm a little worried about running into the street.
I understand, but do you have another direction in mind?
Just don't want to go first, I will listen. You know?
I'll look. Oh my god.
Okay, yeah,
who's gonna catch you? Who can hurt you?
Okay. I'll spend the focus point and what the...
So you can move up to 20 more feet. Where do you want to land?
So I guess that's like right here.
You can go one square further.
Yeah, you can be out the street.
One more.
All right.
And that was her bonus action, her movement, so she still has an action.
No, she fired a shotgun, my dude.
Oh, right! I forgot about the shotgun.
She fragged the crap out of a ninja.
That's okay. I love how you're carrying Pablo, and then you just like shoulder check this guy, or hit him. You shoot from the hip and just blow this ninja away. That's what we think about your ninjas, Joe. Yeah, bring us more ninjas. Don't bring us more ninjas.
No, please don't say that.
That was just me being private.
You were feeling yourself. I understand.
Don't bring more ninjas.
All right. It seems like a general evacuation might be underway. You can hear people fleeing in a panic on the other side of the building as more barrels of alcohol explode.
You guys!
I know.
What about Kevin?
Oh, gosh. I think Kevin died, Senna.
We should go save him.
Yeah, we could try that. How about we just swing this way on our way out and see if he's still... cuddled behind the desk.
Who? Why?
We befriended the barman while you were busy being a secret agent.
I gotta Doesn't give he work for these guys?
Okay, befriended is a weird term. We kind of browbeat him into giving us his shotgun, and we didn't kill him, and we killed everybody else. So that's kind of friends, right?
But he did make us drinks, and that's what. Yeah.
Because he thought, you worked here because we lied. Remember?
Are you sure?
I'm very confident in everything I just said. I'm going to be honest.
Also, drinks is a very generous term for what Kevin gave us tonight. It was liquid.
I can't speak to that, thankfully.
You can speak to the fact that it is now your turn, Gaston.
Oh, thank God.
What would you like to do?
I would like to... Is that ninja still alive? Just standing there. Menacingly.
Menacingly. Yeah.
Ninjas are fireproof.
Can confirm.
Didn't two of them just explode because of fire?
Ninjas are not fireproof. You just fired a shotgun, and I fired a ball. They're not fireproof.
I was going to say, are they firearm-proof? Because I have a pistol that I'd like to use.
You just saw Asena blast a ninja like into the afterlife across the street with a shotgun.
Yes. Yes. I would like to do the same.
Okay. Roll it.
Okay.
Maybe we should have used guns last time.
To be fair, a lot of the problem is that they ambushed you, which is where ninjas are at their most powerful. The hit
Sneak
is
attack.
Good for 5 points of damage. Would you like to double tap?
It's my bonus action, right? Yes, I would. But disadvantage, yes?
Mm-hmm. It's not a bonus action. It's just part of the shot.
Ah, interesting. Noted. I will double tap. Okay. I'm pretty happy about that.
All right. Yeah. With two shots, you drop the ninja. Falls to the ground.
Ooh, yeah.
Okay, I then am going to use all of my movement to exit the premises, but I'll tell you right now, I'm going to spit on his corpse. Just as I walk by, and I'm out.
All right. Well,
also, not to be that guy, but remember, guys, we have to, most of us have to reload our guns after we've shot them. Your pistol is a 9-shot capacity. I don't know how many shots you've done because I'm not Clint Eastwood. but just be aware of that when we're in the middle of our games. And then your shots, Janessa, is every other turn. Your shotgun takes a full action to reload.
Good thing I have
mine take an action.
Yeah, all weapons, unless you have a special a speed loader on a revolver or some sort of special feature, it takes an action to reload a gun. Interesting. All right. The ninjas are no more, and they don't get to fulfill their secret objective. Gangsters flee. You see there was a lad in the street right here. He's, nope, I'm out. He's gone. He's out of here. Gangsters continue to flee.
His buddy got turned into ash.
What was that?
Oh, I was saying his buddy got turned into ash, and he was like, yeah, no, fuck this, I'm out.
Yeah, no. Hard. The hardest of passes. This guy bails. He's out. The fire. And yeah, the fire. Actually, it's Johnny Pablo's turn. He does nothing. He's a sack of potatoes. And the fire spreads, including the very newest introduction to the fire family. This one right here.
Yay.
That you lit.
This is the no ninja seduction.
It's supposed to go for more of a cowboy bebop, but this might have to switch to the love mix. You're right.
Did you call it the no ninja seduction?
That is what is. Janessa just dubbed it.
I love it. The no ninja seduction.
Cannon.
Super awesome. mate, how's this place looking? As we are leaving, as we move outside into this area, does it look like this thing is well and truly on fire and even the fire brigade won't be able to save it?
They won't be able to save much.
If I drop another fireball, is it
not
going to be saved?
If you drop another fireball, this place is done.
So as we walk out, John traces a couple more lines in the air and just turns, throws a little bead of fire back behind my shoulder, right in the middle of Johnny Pablo's room, and just walks out like a badass.
Just flicks it over your shoulder like a cigarette.
Yep, exactly.
Are you going more for like the second or third Wolverine movie vibe, or are you going for a CSA Miami vibe?
I think we're more CSI Miami territory here.
All right.
We're not straight up like sunglasses and yeah, but it's cool. Guys, don't look at explosions is where we're at.
All right. Yeah. Does anyone else have any business here, or are you all just dipping as fast as possible?
When John throws a fireball behind him, I'm gonna say, Kevin.
What's wrong, Kevin? Well, crap. Hopefully he ran.
All right, well done, team. You exfiltrate. You are here at Keller Industrial. It is on fire, and it keeps exploding more and more. There'll be an explosion here. A brick wall will collapse. Another explosion. Weird shimmering light emits in various green phosphorescent hues. So you won't really have the opportunity to figure out what they were cooking here because that crap is gone. But you blew the hell out of this place. What would you like to do next? Where are you going to take Gianni? You've got him.
Yeah, I'm still trying to think about that. I would love to just be like, all right, let's go back to my lab, guys. Let's, you know, time for the chair. Little, the classic bad cop. I think that's how it goes. But I just... He's just that kind of guy who would have... Do tracking devices exist? I feel like they do. I feel like I have one.
You have a tracking device.
I do have these things, so I wonder... Okay, you know what? Okay, I got an idea. We'll take him to my lab. Let's do that.
Also, Senna's lair is, like, hella close.
Okay, you know what? Let's take her to a Stennis place. Wait,
we haven't gotten to see Stennis place yet. Is that cool with you?
If y'all want to come to my place, it's pretty cool.
Let's go to a Stennis grotto.
I believe you.
All right. You head.
Also, Anna, your sweet dance moves netted you some inspiration from chat.
Yes.
Oh, nice.
Make sure you have that on your character sheet.
I am dancing.
And then Carmichael's going to give his voice inspiration to Gaston for acting under pressure and blowing up that wall so we could get the heck out of there without fighting a bunch of robots and ninjas.
Please someone give Matt inspiration for obliterating the ninjas, because that gave me a lot of deep personal satisfaction.
Yeah.
Both Gaston and Beatdown.
I have cast more fireball and out of character in this industrial plant than I ever have in my entire life. This is amazing. It feels great. The pyromaniac in me is coming out, guys. I don't know if I can put it away afterwards.
Yeah, I think at this point, we're going to see Matt just curled up with a lighter. Soon, my pet, I will feed you the world.
So it's funny. Up until now, John's been very abjuration and divination. I feel like I'm going to be moving more into evocation as time goes on, because this is fun.
Yeah, that's literally what every wizard who just goes nuts with fireball, it's like a rite of initiation. All right, yeah. I'm going to kill the no ninja seduction because it's no longer appropriate.
Big fan.
Let me see.
I mostly miss Ascendus dancing because that was kind of the big brouhaha for that.
That's fair. That's fair.
It's quite nice.
All right, so you arrive in Aelberg, the most desolate district of Northport, the place where nobody is willing to go. Only the truly desperate end up there. There's been no new construction in years. It's just broken down ruins and streets filled with collapsed mortars. Gangs roam across the streets fighting for territory. It's bad news, essentially. So, obviously, Asana felt right at home. Athena's secret lair has a couple of different layers to it. There's a ground floor down here. It's barricaded up. The window's barricaded up. And in order to get in, you have to go up these stairs, open the door. Only Athena knows how to do so, and you're in this hidden alleyway. But once you get inside, I'll go ahead and open up that door for you. There's also another way in, but I'll let Athena decide if she wants to give that one up.
And mate, how long does it take to get here?
Not long. Let me figure that out.
Wait, where did I go?
It's very dark.
Ah.
Because here's the thing, Asana can see in the dark.
Oh. Right. She can. Do you have any lights?
Welcome, everyone.
I feel so welcome.
To my lair.
You said a lighter?
Isn't it lovely?
Lights.
Oh, welcome to your lair. Yeah, Asana, do you have any sort of light sources here whatsoever?
I definitely have pickpocketed or earned some candlesticks because those are shiny.
Mm-hmm.
So, I still have matches in my pocket, so I can just toss those to Gaston and he can see if there's anything to light.
I'm just going to look at these matches in visible confusion.
Hey, mate, just because this is kind of important since that place was burning down, can you, behind the scenes at some point, just roll 10 saving throws for those robots to see if they ever got out of that watery sphere or they just burned to death in that library?
Well, you can't. I don't think you can maintain concentration if you leave spell range of the spell.
There's nothing that says you can't stop concentrating on something without being in range of it. Once you've cast it, you just concentrate on it.
Well, sucks to be them. They're not going to burn to death while they're literally in a ball of water, although they might cook eventually.
Well, yeah, I mean, like,
I will deal with the fate of the fate of the Zorbots.
Yeah. I'm just putting it on your docket, you know.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. All right. You're in Asana's lair. You have Gianni Pavlo, you have some chairs, you got a table, you got whatever knickknacks Asana has stolen from across the city or earned in exchange for her her lounge singing.
Some of it has been honest work, okay?
Yeah, absolutely. It's all eccentric, but
Santa, do you have a
knife? Yeah, let's put him in that chair there.
Do you have a knife?
You easily can have a knife if you'd like one.
I would like you to have one.
What?
Wait, can you hear me?
I don't know what this means.
Basically,
knife, you know, knife.
In character, he's asking if you have a knife. In game rules, a knife is so cheap that I'm saying if you'd like, a Santa can have a knife. But it's up to you.
Okay.
Or you can
have
a
I have a knife. And I'll just pull it out.
You just have that on you? Never mind.
Aggressively.
I would like to take the knife.
I pointed at him blade first.
Please. I'm just gonna very carefully grab it. And what's Johnny wearing right now?
A nice three-piece pinstripe suit.
Oh, so tragic that I'm about to ruin it.
Are you gonna cut his clothes off?
No. Better idea, actually. So maybe he's less likely to notice. I'm gonna undress him, and I'm going to make an incision on his back, and I'm gonna slip a tracking dart in it.
Oh
my god.
That's right.
That's... Okay.
And, hold on. Listen. He's not getting away this time.
Okay.
And I also need a candle.
Oh, no. I could probably do something with that.
True. You can make fire. Want to make, like, a little tiny fire to, like, you know, cauterize this? That would be cool.
I haven't done that in a long time. I mean, it stinks something awful. Have you ever done that to someone before? Have you ever cauterized a wound?
I have not. I believe you, but could you please?
Yeah, absolutely. And John, snaps his fingers and a little bit of fire jets out of his thumb.
Okay, Gaston, roll a medicine check.
Okay. Oh, no. Oh, yes. Oh, wait, I have a... We'll just take the first one.
Wait, should we, like, put him on the table?
No. He's fine where he is.
Okay.
The table I was actually going to say, sanitary. I like the idea of us undressing him, but leaving him, like, in his, you know, tank top, his what did you say the underwear was? It was polka dots, right?
Heart polka dots.
Heart. Yeah, heart boxers, the socks with the garters, you know? Like, leave him with that very... I don't know what the look is, but you know, like when you see the guy dressing, he's always wearing is the little tank top, and then the and he still has shoes on and everything.
Yeah, your underclothes.
Yeah, exactly.
I actually think we should put back his clothes because he's less likely to see the scar that way, and B, if for whatever reason he does get away, I think we have a better chance of. Not losing
him. Oh, yeah. He's definitely not going to notice that his back has been caught.
I was going to say, as soon as I start doubt it. This, he's probably going to wake up. Like,
I need to remind you guys that we have wailed on this guy. I blinded him twice. Asena beat him. I beat him. John, somehow in the background, you probably did that too. This guy has a lot of pain to worry about. I don't think he's going to notice the burn on his back.
So here's what I'm going to do. Mate, this guy does look pretty busted up, right?
Yeah, he's bloodied.
I love it.
I'm gonna hit him with a sleep spell. Just to make sure he...
I have questions. No.
Well, no, but he's still gonna wake up. As soon as we do this, he's gonna wake up.
I want him to wake up.
But then he's gonna know about your tracker.
No, he won't. Unless you mean, like, I've already... Wait. Actually, gnomes, does he wake up? During this?
He's muttering. He's about to come to.
Okay, so he doesn't know. Cool.
We have him tied up as well.
This is before he gets cauterized. This is before he gets cauterized. Like when you inject the tracker into him, he's
Yeah, perfect.
Okay, We insert, cauterize, it's awful.
Alright.
Not happy.
He wakes up in the process of the cauterizing. Ah! Ah!
Shh, I just put my finger on his mouth. It's gonna be okay. Don't worry. Okay.
Johnny lied. It's not gonna be okay.
Oh yeah, no, that was really obvious. I'm literally burning his back with my thumb. No, Pavlo, you don't have any buddies here anymore. This is not going to end well for you. But it might if you answer this nice man's questions. And I step out of the way and just reveal Gaston.
Hello.
Just to be clear, we did not have enough time to put his clothes back on.
Correct.
That's fine. He can be in his boxers. Yep. I don't care.
Just need to visualize it, you know?
It's part of the interrogation. You take away their pride. You take away their escape. You know, just
that's
make
true.
Sure that
that's true.
They know exactly where they're at with us.
I'm gonna like go over here to go find some rope to tie him down.
Okay. There's a balcony up here that overlooks this area. And this is where, like, Asena's actual sleeping area is. It's up a staircase. It's got additional blockades and barriers and such in the way.
I feel like we tied him up before starting the cauterization.
Yeah,
right?
I recall that. He's definitely tied
up. Okay,
cool. All right. The story continues next time on Coriander Society Adventures. If you're enjoying the show, please leave a 5-star review on the podcast platform of your choice. For more Casters and Castles adventures, visit our live stream at twitch.tv/castersandcastles.